right, good to have you along. A little more than 24 hours until there's a change at the White House, as you know. The incoming president, President-elect Joe Biden, has said, well, at least members of his team have said, a 4 to 6 week hard lockdown nationwide might be in order. In order for what? I'm not sure. It seems like a disaster to me. James Homan joining me, the director of fiscal policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. James, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
I see the number of state jobs, government jobs, continue to increase in Michigan as restaurants are crushed permanently. You say here 1 in 3 could be gone. I think the number is going to be higher because I don't know that they're able to shake this, because if they're still restricted to 25% capacity or whatever it may be, the survival rate for restaurants that are already on life support could be lower. It's a difficult time, to say the least, but lockdowns, I just don't think they're the answer anymore. What are your thoughts?
So that wasn't just a guess from my part. It was from a survey done by the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association of their members, and a third of them said that they did not think that they'd be able to survive the next 6 months. I mean, it could be worse. It could be better. I mean, when you look at the jobs across the state and seeing which places are doing better, which places are doing worse, it's our leisure and hospitality industries that have really been decimated. So Michigan is just one of 3 states right now that has a total ban on indoor dining. So we're kind of out there on our own in a lot of issues.
Yeah, and as the Michigan Restaurant Licensing or Lodging Association said yesterday on this program, 1 of 3 states that don't allow indoor dining at the moment, but the only state in America that has no plan, no threshold, no guidelines for what it would take to reopen restaurants, no indication where we have to be, completely random.
Well, it's not random. It's one person's decision, and that one person is not sharing the reasons that she's making decisions, which makes it very hard to plan for when things can get better and
right.
Say, you know, our numbers are heading in the right direction. We should start calling our employees to schedule them to come back to work. It's just impossible to do when it's the governor making all the calls by herself without explaining her rationale.
So what do you say when she claims
other states have not done too? Just setting targets and sticking by them.
Yeah. What do you say when she claims, well, it's not my decision, it's Robert Gordon's decision? I mean, we know better, but I mean, it's pretty absurd. But that's what she keeps clinging to. It's not my decision. Is there going to be more? There have to be outcomes in the courts that say you can't just continue down this road, where the governor makes unilateral decisions.
Right now, the important thing is for the legislature to assert that they have a say in these type of things as well. And in fact, there was a Supreme Court decision that we are a part of this last fall that said that. But I can't force the legislature to get the governor to be more open and transparent about her decision making, let alone being more consistent with the orders that she's making, and then do things that she should have done a long time ago, which is tell people what's coming, even if you're not going to explain the rationale.
Yeah, you know, it would be nice to have some sort of indication, but it's like we're checking, we're looking, we're going. Let's be honest, James. The science is lacking in the conversation. Because if the science were there, the restaurants like they are in Indiana, Ohio, and elsewhere around us, they would be open, would they not?
Well, the science is really important here, and it's kind of told us 2 very important things. That don't breathe on each other, and then stay, and that exponential things can grow exponentially. So those are 2 really important things, but trying to say that there's good science about when we can open up restaurants, that's just a judgment call. It always has been, and in the state of Michigan, it is the judgment call of just one person. And she's been more strict about these things. I think part of this is because, well, we've got this view that Democrats have to take this more seriously, and restaurants are the place where things get transmitted. So she's being the best Democrat and being the most restrictive on restaurants.
Do you think it's popular? You know, I see these polling numbers, and I find them difficult to believe, I'll say politely. James Homan here, Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. James, I see numbers that say that, you know, More than 60% of Michigan residents approve of her handling of the pandemic. You know, and yet I talk to parents that are angry about schools being closed. I talk to restaurant owners and the people that work there that are devastated by the ongoing lockdowns. I just find it difficult to believe that all these people are enamored with
what she's doing. A lot of trust in our leaders in times of emergency. So I don't know, but the intensity of things matters. And so if you are a business who has been shut down by the governor's orders, and Michigan, I believe, has a second highest proportion of businesses who have been closed by orders, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, I think you're going to have a more extreme reaction to the person saying, you know what, let's try and be careful, and the governor's trying to be careful. So I think it's she's created an intense opposition from people who have suffered unduly under her orders.
I think that's certainly true. James Holman from the Mackinac Center. Always appreciate you being here, James. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
Always appreciate it. By the way, I do want you to support local. I do. PatriotFoods.com. Support a Michigan company. These are folks that are moving U.S. produce only. Fruits and vegetables, Amish meats and cheeses. That's all they sell. Nothing from out of the country. And they'll ship it anywhere in America free of charge. How do you beat that? How do you beat that? Eat healthy, be well. Oh, and by the way, they give a little something to military families in need every time a purchase is made. So they're doing the right thing there as well. PatriotFoods.com. Support American farmers. Support your friends and neighbors. PatriotFoods.com. Check them out. I mean, what have you been waiting for? Delivered right to your doorstep, free of charge. Could be there tomorrow. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.